Everyone, today I will be investigating something that has put social media in uproar and is causing panic in some households. It is the Blood Moon Prophecy. I will tell you the facts of the case and interview an expert on this prophecy, and an astrologist from NASA will be calling in during the interview to give his opinion on the case. Hello, welcome back everyone. Today we'll be discussing the Blood Moon Prophecy. To begin this discussion, I will first give you some background information on the case. A blood moon refers to a lunar eclipse, which is when the Earth is between the Sun and the Moon. When four blood moons occur consecutively on Jewish holidays, they are referred to as a tetrad, and three tetrads have completed, and the fourth one began on April 15, 2014, and completed recently on September 27, 2015, and the prophecy was put to test. The world was going to end. However, as you all can see today, the world did not end. But a Christian minister, national chairman of the Christians United for Israel, an expert on the Blood Moon Prophecy by the name of John Hagee, made some comments saying the world's end is still on its way. Once hearing that, I made some calls and was able to get the man himself, John Hagee, to give his reasoning behind this. Hello everyone, I'm proud to welcome John Hagee.
Hello, I'm glad to have this opportunity to share this pressing information with all of you listening in today.
Ah, perfect timing. Welcome to the discussion, astrologist Dr. Kumar.
Hello, Dr. Kumar.
Hello, Steve Kaplans and John Hagee. I will give my input on the topic towards the end of the interview.
So, John Hagee, as you know, the world did not end on September 27th. Did that make the prophecy false?
I wish I could tell you it is, but sadly it isn't. The ending of the world has just been delayed for a month end. The world will end in a month on October 27th.
I was hoping this wasn't true. But how did this become delayed?
Well, ever since March 20th, 2015, I've had my suspicions that this delay would occur because on that day, a solar eclipse occurred, right in the middle of the fourth tetrad, and knowing the final blood moon would be a supermoon, meaning it would be at its nearest point to the Earth. According to the texts and signs, the ending of the world would be delayed for 30 days if on the fourth tetrad, a solar eclipse occurs midway and the final blood moon would be one at its closest point on Earth.
This is very troubling to hear. Is there any way to prevent or delay the world's ending any further?
Sadly, there is not. This is beyond our influence, and the world's apocalypse is inevitable to occur on October 27th.
I can't bear this much longer. I'm more than sure the world is fine. Your reasoning for the world's end is illogical and unscientific.
You may deny the truth, but all the signs stated in the text occurred, and the world's fate is set. The world is ending at the end of this month is inevitable.
The day I discovered the topic of this interview, I looked out of my telescope and searched for one sign that threatened Earth, and there was none out there. There is nothing from space headed towards Earth, and for the Earth to burn up in flames or cave in on itself is impossible. Your argument is based on myths and is comparable to the accuracy of a fortune teller.
You're nothing but a skeptic denying the truth. You can deny it all you want, but once October 27th arrives, you will watch the Earth be destroyed before your eyes and you'll regret your ignorance.
And you, as a fool, will regret your insolence when you see the sun rise another day.
Well, once October 27th comes, we'll find out whether or not John Hagee or Dr. Kumar are right. You can choose whether to or not to believe in the world's demise, but there is nothing you can do but wait.